USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be speaking publicly today in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden announcing yesterday he had chosen the California senator to be his vice presidential running mate. Harris is the first woman of color to join a major party's presidential ticket. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily, if allowed to do their jobs.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Justice Department attorney told a federal appeals court that Attorney General William Barr may have had secret information that led him to request that charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn be dropped. Jeffrey Wall, the acting U.S. Solicitor General, hinted at the secretive information during a hearing before the full 10-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. The session was held to determine whether the Justice Department should be allowed to drop Flynn's case. In May, Barr recommended that federal courts drop the charges of perjury against Flynn, who pleaded guilty almost 3 years ago to lying to the FBI as part of the Russia investigation. Wall said Barr may have been acting on non-public information when he made that recommendation. The appeals court ordered the hearing last month, reversing a June decision by its 3-judge panel that a district court judge may drop the charges. President Trump had previously criticized prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One company is in high demand during the coronavirus pandemic. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Clorox has been ramping up production amid the coronavirus pandemic. In a conversation on ABC's Good Morning America, Clorox CEO-elect Linda Rendell says they're producing as many packages as they can on a daily basis.
We are making more disinfecting products than we ever have before. Since January, we're able to make 100 million more disinfecting products than we did before. That's a 50% increase. And specific to wipes, we're making nearly 1 million packages of wipes every single day and shipping them to stores.
Rendell also shares a few tips on how to find those hard-to-find wipes.
First, many stores online, you can sign up for reminders when products are back in stock. You can do that at Walmart.com. Other stores allow you to enter your zip code to see if products are in stock in store at the moment that you click. And certainly store managers can help you understand when shipments arrive at their stores. You can plan your shopping trip. And then, of course, you can use our website, Clorox.com, and use other products, including Clorox Bleach, that's in a good in-stock position right now. And we have many tips on how you can use that to disinfect surfaces all around your home.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.